DHS calls out insanity of sanctuary state California after two illegals allegedly murder a young mother. By Hannah Knudsen on March 31, 2026. The Department of Homeland Security, DHS, is slamming California over its status as a sanctuary state after two illegal immigrants escaped U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, detainers and allegedly went on to commit horrific crimes. Two Honduran nationals, Francon Inestroza Martinez and Gerson Jose Chirinos Munguia, were arrested this year, accused of murdering a young mother, Kimberly Chirinos Flores, 24, with a shotgun. The incident happened on January 7, after as officers responded to reports of a shooting in Sunnyvale, California. Authorities found Chirinos Flores bleeding in her car with multiple gunshot wounds, according to DHS. The injuries proved to be fatal, and she left behind her 5-year-old son. Kimberly was in the prime of her life. She was working two jobs, and she was the loving mother of a 5-year-old son, Santa Clara Department of Public Safety Chief Dan Pister said. In March, authorities arrested both Inestroza Martinez and Chirinos Munguia in connection to Chirinos Flores's murder. Both have lengthy criminal histories and should have never been permitted to roam the streets of California. Inestroza Martinez illegally entered the U.S. on June 12, 2013, and was subsequently arrested and removed. He re-entered on February 1, 2018, and authorities removed him yet again. DHS said he then entered the U.S. a third time, but the date and time remains unknown. DHS noted that Inestroza Martinez also had an outstanding arrest warrant from New Jersey for the homicide of 55-year-old Esteban Vicente Sacloxot, who was found dead in his Trenton home from gunshot wounds on March 17, 2025. The other suspect, Chirinos Munguia, is reportedly the father of Chirinos Flores' son. According to DHS, he has been arrested for battery and false imprisonment in 2018, and subsequently in 2019 for domestic battery and threatening crime with the intent of terrorizing. Per DHS, ICE issued an arrest detainer asking sanctuary politicians to not release Chirinos Munguia following his arrests for domestic battery and false imprisonment. Instead of turning this criminal over to ICE, sanctuary politicians released him from jail back into American communities. Yet, he was released back into the sanctuary state of California without ICE ever knowing. A man lost his life, and a child is now without a mother, Acting Assistant Secretary Lauren Biss said in a statement. These illegal aliens should have never been able to commit these horrific killings and must never be released from jail into American communities, she continued, blasting California for refusing to honor ICE's arrest detainer. Instead of cooperating with ICE, Santa Clara sanctuary politicians refuse to honor ICE's arrest detainer and will not notify ICE when these murderers are released from jail, she said. This insanity of refusing to turn cold-blooded killers over to ICE must end.